Holding Beliefs with Humility, Holding Each Other with Grace, by Steve Martin. One thing I think we can all agree on, regardless of where we land on this or that doctrine, is the absolute sovereignty of God. Every life, every moment, every belief, every conversation is part of a script written long before the first day began. We're not improvising out here. We're living out what God has written, each of us playing our part in a grand, unfolding drama, authored and directed by our Father. And because He's the one writing the script, none of us are in the wrong place on our journey. We're not behind, not ahead, not off course. We are exactly where God placed us. Even our beliefs, including the ones that others may reject or mock, are part of the process He's guiding us through. Honestly, God sometimes leads us into belief systems that don't line up perfectly. Not to confuse us, but to teach us something deeper. We can't believe anything other than what He's written on our hearts for this moment in our journey. That's humbling, and it takes the pressure off of trying to get it all right. Because we won't. Not until, well, whatever's next. And even that's part of the script. Now, just because we're in different places doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it. There's nothing wrong with discussing our viewpoints. In fact, I think we grow through that. I love deep and enthusiastic conversations about what we believe and why. What a gift to be able to wrestle, wonder, and explore together. And of course, even those conversations, every word, every question, every passionate moment, are directed by our Father. So, when others misrepresent us, or when we misrepresent them, that too has passed through the hands of the Father. And maybe one of the things He's teaching us through it all is how to rest in being misunderstood. To be okay with not having the last word. Because we might be wrong, or we might be right. But either way, it's not really the point. The point is, God is doing something beautiful in all of us. Through the disagreements, through the suffering, the conflict, the confusion, through every part of the play. And here's something worth pausing on. If each of our lives are written and directed by our loving Father, then how can we condemn someone else for what they believe? We're not just condemning their theology. We're condemning our Father's authorship, the very one who lovingly designed their journey just like He designed ours. Let that sink in. Grace for them is grace for Him. Criticism of them is, in a way, criticism of Him. We've all been hurt by religion. We've all fought like children at times. But we are still the body. We still need each other. And we've got to give one another space to grow at different paces, because the Father is the one pacing the journey. You didn't earn your place in this story. Neither did I. And yet, here we are, chosen before the disruption of the world. What a wonder. I believe there's a day coming, one of those future eons, where we'll look back and understand so much more than we do now. And I think we'll be amazed not just at God, but at each other, at how He worked through us, at what He was doing in all of those moments that we didn't understand. No one's getting left out. No one's getting cheated. There's no heavenly checklist we have to complete. We are His workmanship. And in the end, the whole cast takes a bow. So today, let's hold our beliefs with humility. Let's hold each other with grace. Let's keep talking and listening and wondering together. Let's trust that the author and director knows exactly what He's doing, even in the scenes we'd never have chosen for ourselves.